from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombings in Baghdad. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. As the fighting begins, there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Also, more than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamic militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad today. Islamic State terrorists claimed responsibilities for the two attacks. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alush linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University calls it an inevitable result of the breakdown in the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities negotiated in late February.
Kept trying to put band-aids to it to keep some semblance of a process together, but it is inevitably falling apart, partly due to the fact that the regime has made gains over the last number of months with Russian and Iranian support. So really, they're in no mood to negotiate. They feel they don't have to negotiate or make the necessary concessions, at least from the point of view of the opposition.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's not sure when the peace talks will resume. Concerned and mounted on Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. This is VOA News. There are about 60 million refugees worldwide, people who fled to other countries due to conflict, persecution, and human rights violations. A new study says such humanitarian crises have created a health emergency that's gotten little attention. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
The study says many refugees need surgery, but it's often neglected in times of crisis. The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health estimates at least 2.8 million surgeries a year may be needed among the displaced. Study leader Dr. Adam Kushner explains why the need for surgery may get overlooked.
Part of it is that surgery is not really thought of as part of public health or global health. There's been some movements in the last couple of years to kind of bring that forward. And a bunch of us are trying to say there are a lot of things that go into health needs. But there's also a surgical component.
The study was published online May 25th in the World Journal of Surgery. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
The World Health Organization estimates 15% of pregnant women will suffer from complications that require surgery, such as protracted labor. Study says lack of documentation, high costs, and weak infrastructure also contribute to surgery not being done. A photograph published on the internet apparently shows a Japanese journalist who's been missing in Syria for nearly a year. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the Al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo, but has said the man shown in the image is likely Mr. Yasuda. Now, you can see that photo on our VOA website. Seek out the link at voanews.com. Last year, the Islamic State group beheaded two Japanese nationals. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. Before these latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing. The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
The Italian Coast Guard said on Friday that Friday alone, more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed and one wounded Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.